We do have a quorum.
We'll call the meeting to order. A couple of things that need to be done first. There's a correction. Which, where's the correction? On the minutes, there's a change pointed out where it says Representative Holberg noted that the minutes of May 7th was missing. It should be, were missing. So with that change in the minutes, Representative Westrum, I know you've studied the minutes very well. Would you like to move them?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve.
Okay. So we have the minutes before us. Those in favor of the minutes with as corrected, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed and carried. And we have one bill before us. Representative Swales, would you like to make a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate file, or is it House file? Senate file 2629.
We recommend to pass and place in the general register.
Thank you.
There's one part of this bill that we have not seen before. The additional part is one that we had before us just shortly yesterday, and that was the Winkler bill. But do you want to at least explain your part of the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I have with me Kevin Corbin from Washington County, and if you don't mind, he can explain the use of HABA funds in order to fund this.
Okay, sure. You can explain that. Welcome to the committee, if you would, please, and state your name for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Kevin Corbin. I'm the Director of Property Records and Taxpayer Services in Washington County in that role.
Can you spell your last name?
Corbin, C-O-R-B-I-D.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for holding this hearing this morning so we can move this bill along. I'll be talking about sections 3 and 4 of the bill, and then the repealer in section 5.
Mr. Colbert, we're here for the fiscal part of it, so you can kind of keep your comments to that.
I'll do it very quickly. Back in 2005, the state received about $35 million of federal HABA money, and it was used to purchase equipment, both the assisted voting equipment that's in use in each precinct, as well as the optical scan voting equipment. Of that $35 million that was identified for county use, we spent all but about $2.5 million of it so far back in 2005 and 2006. This bill would spend the remainder of that federal money for county election equipment costs. One section identifies $300,000 for maintenance and operation grants, would go to some of the smaller rural counties who need some help with the programming costs for this equipment. And the other $2.1 million would go to counties who purchased vote counting equipment prior to 2002 and did not use any federal or state money, used just local property tax dollars for their first purchase. They are now getting ready to repurchase a replacement equipment, and this federal money would help those counties who had done a local purchase previously to have some federal money to help offset some costs for our next purchase.
Okay, thank you. Any questions at all? Any questions? Question. Yeah, Representative Westrum.
Mr. Chair, I think I got the answer. First, I was thinking it was just Washington County you were referring to got $35 million, and I was about tipping over in my chair thinking, how can we afford to spend that much in each county? But I think you're talking statewide. And secondly, are we on a path that we're going to need to replace equipment every 8 to 10 years if we're some of this money is going to counties that spent money prior to 2002 but didn't have federal money?
Mr. Corbin.
Mr. Chair, Representative, the equipment we're replacing now was mostly purchased in 99 and 2000, and we're likely to repurchase between now and 2014 in the bill. So the useful life is about 10 to 15 years on this equipment. They act a lot like a computer in some ways and the counting of the ballots, but a lot of the machine acts like a copier where it's moving the ballots through the machines. We're finding that copier type of aspect of the machines is the one that's wearing out first, not the computer aspects of it. And so it looks like the replacement cycle is about every 10 to 12 to 15 years for this equipment.
Okay. Other questions at all? Representative Kahn?
Just a point on that is that the replacement is always an economically viable thing to do, because as these equipment stays around, the cost goes way down. So it's always economically viable to replace them.
Okay. Other questions? Okay, if not, Representative Swales renews her motion that Senate File 2629 be recommended to pass and placed on the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed and carried. Members, before we leave, I want to spend a little bit of time. This may be our last one.
Likely story.
Maybe. But I want to thank all the committee members for just the cooperation that we've had, and particularly it's been a pleasure working with Representative Holberg. We sometimes have disagreements, but we're never disagreeable, right? And I appreciate very much the input that she has given to the committee. And then to our pages, Jeff Walker and Brandon Wurzinger. Great job. And to the DFL and minority staff, Republican staff, thank you for being here an awful lot. Kathy Novak, of course, our legal counsel, and all the reviser staff that every once in a while say, we need an amendment quick. Can you fix the problem? They're absolutely fantastic. And, of course, the fiscal staff, Bill Marks and Helen Roberts and Greg and Corinne and everybody else who staffs that. And, of course, the staff, Jerry Boyce and Brian, sometimes they're frustrated because we got to get this done right now. And is that fiscal note updated in time and so forth? But we appreciate all the staff, so I think we need to give them a hand. Mary Liz?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the minority, we are grateful for the your staff. They've always been really helpful as far as providing information, and we appreciate that. Very user-friendly, and thank you for that. And you're right, sometimes we do disagree, but we've never been disagreeable, so thank you very much.
Very good. With that, since it may be the last meeting, we'll probably have the staff come around and with the last minutes of today and sign, but stay tuned just in case.
We're in recess.
But no, we will. Well, we will be. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. We'll be in recess.